In times of trouble, we often hear people talk about their rock, that person who stood by them as they weathered the storm that was upon them. It could have been any number of qualities that were helpful in that time of need. Your rock may have been someone who didn't falter, someone who was always positive or always open-armed, ready to embrace you. It could have been someone who simply listened, let you vent about a crazy problem, or someone who was always at the other end of the phone no matter what time of day it was. A rock can vary from situation to situation, but ultimately, it's a phrase used to describe someone who is strong and solid. Think about the world we live in. There's the Blarney Stone. There's a Touchstone, the place you go to. I went to the University of Michigan, and there was literally a rock that everybody went to and painted and had an attachment to when they wanted the football team to win a game or they wanted to pass a test or they wanted anything else to happen. We have symbolism of rocks all around us, whether people or physical rocks. We also, in our liturgy, refer to God as a rock. On Hanukkah, we sing Ma Oz Tzur, poorly translated as Rock of Ages. And daily at the end of the Amidah, we share Yihyu L'Ratzon, my God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my God, Rock and Redeemer. In our Parsha this week, Parshat Ha'azinu, Moshe gives his final poem to the Israelite people. And in it, he reminds the people of God's grace, compassion, and loving leadership, while at the same time criticizing the Israelites for their lack of faith and understanding. And in this poem, we read the following verses. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of ages past. Ask your father, he will inform you. Your elders, they will tell you. As Moshe is moving toward his final farewell of the people, he implores them to ask their people, to ask their elders, that person they go to clarify laws and share their stories. And then we get this verse. For their rock is not like our rock. In our enemies' own estimation, the God of Israel, our rock, is unfailingly supportive and reliable, while according to this verse, the pagan gods that everyone else are holding dear are incapable of solid, steadfast strength and dependability. How interesting that we read about idols, and idols are most often carved out of rock, and yet our God, who has no form, no physical function, is seen as being more solid than actual rock of the earth. Our God is responsive and caring, creating a world in which the good outweighs the evil. God is our rock. The point of this sentiment, and in a certain way, the entirety of the Torah, we are at the penultimate, the second to last section of the Torah, is that when all else fails, when there's no one left to listen to you or hold you up, there is God. When you find yourself struggling to move forward or need something to hold on to, there is God. As we continue through these final days of this period of heightened joy and introspection, of heightened times to be in community, may we give acknowledgement and thanks to all of the rocks in our lives, whether fully formed as human beings or untouchable as God, and may we be stronger because of them. Shabbat Shalom.